Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
You know what this reminds me of? I just figured it out.
Fuck! Sorry.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I forgot.
I love when Anna says it.
Fuck!
It should be hot, but it's not.
Because no. Everyone knows the deep down truth on it.
Yeah,
but like, it's like a cheerleading. Like, it's not even a sensual fuck. It's like,
fuck!
Give me a fuck!
This sounds like Art Bell.
This right here does?
Yeah, this sounds like I'm listening to Art Bell show.
Good. Art Bell kicked ass.
Yeah, until he died.
Bubba Bell!
Fuck!
Take some calls at East of the Rockies.
It's Bubba After Hours, and then after this we have a quick staff meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any of us gonna have any energy for that? No, fuck.
You're the one that organized it.
I know. I got some notes too.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Notes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm doing a Blitz handoff. After you meet with me, you got to each individually meet with Blitz.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I have to clean. Then I got to come back. Crazy. Yep.
Me and Lummy doing a show tonight.
You and Lummy now. You and Lummy a Twitch show.
Yeah.
With a podcast kick.
Yeah.
And then you just got a straight podcast kick.
Audio Willie.
Right. With my sister's and big tits.
Yeah, that's her.
She's got big tits. God dang, she's got big tits. I saw her bra in the laundry, and my God, looked like a bushel basket.
Did you take it home to your side of the house?
No, but my Lord, it's fucking huge. My sister's got big tits. Lum, you're not much of a participant today, buddy. What's wrong?
Nothing. You started off talking about Dr. Dan's ass. And
his ass.
I didn't really know how to say it. And then Anna's news and...
Any beard deals?
Everyone keeps complimenting me on it.
Complimenting me.
Complimentary of your skills.
Me.
How many times have you fertilized your wife?
Enough to make it worthwhile to go back to Bubba's spa every month.
Oh, hey.
Already?
Oh, I don't need, yeah, like, I don't need you to go to my fucking spa.
Wait, that's a compliment.
I'm just trying to do a friend a solid.
Wait, I don't know how that's an insult. I said that.
It wasn't either. It was just kind of weird.
She asked me a question. How many times I've had sex with my wife in a week?
It's not a company that's open for business. I do it as a friend.
Mm.
I know. It was kind of a compliment saying, yes.
You should say, not. No, right. You shouldn't have said, go back to. You should have said enough to see if Bubba will keep doing my beard for me. Right?
Well, keep doing me a solid.
Right, Blitz? Yeah, like, so if you're doing me a solid fucking favor, I'd be like, you know, that's good enough for me to keep asking Blitz to help me out on
that. That baby's got more fucking fertilizer on it than anyone I know.
That baby's got more dents in its head than it's ever had.
I was just saying all the compliments
little
I got.
Dent head.
And that my lovely ding. Wife loves
dent head,
it.
Wilbur.
Little dent head. Hems has got a dent in his
fucking
head.
Dead head, Wilbur.
It doesn't have that much.
Little
it just has
dent
sticky
head.
Feet.
Hello.
Sticky feet? Yeah. Is that what you said?
What?
Sticky feet, like when you go to a bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's up? This is Alan
like
from
Parks
Cincy.
And Rec. Holy shit. We're pulling our shoes off.
Gross.
What's going on, Alan from Cincy?
That's a shoe.
On the landline.
Sounds great. Almost only second to Tampa Terry's landline out of Canada. What do you got?
I wanted to see, did you guys, I don't know if you covered it or if you've seen it, did you see the thing from the Padres-Rockies game where that fan comes up and one hit Willie's that guy and sends him TT Night Night over the stands?
No. Lummy is trying to find it for me.
Yeah, it's like an old guy, too, that I think he knocks out.
So, hold on. An old guy goes into the play, jumps over the fence and gets into the players'
area?
No, it's a fan. This guy walks down like 20 seats, and he just doesn't say anything. And he just, I guess they might have been jarring. I don't know the backstory, but he hits him, and the guy goes like straight MMA, TT Night Night, falls down the...
All right, let me see here.
The story is they were fighting and jarring at each other, and he walked down...
All right, so it was a fan that was John to one of the players, right?
Yeah.
And No, it was two fans.
Oh, two fans.
There's a Padres fan and a Rocky fan.
Well, it won't
fan.
Fucking load. As you can see, I'm trying to load it. I've refreshed it another fucking time.
But look at those fucking excavators.
Look at those. Yeah, I need something far bigger than that. Look, Blitz, it's, you know, let me send the best fucking links known to man.
Well, it's TMZ. They should play, but...
Yeah, that's why I said it, because I knew that they would at least bleep it out.
Caveman...
We don't give a fuck about bleeping it out.
Caveman sent me a link that potentially could work. This is the Caveman link.
And why is that? It's because they get to witness... Boom! All right, let's look at this piece.
Damn. Is Colton narrating this?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Why is that? It's because they get to witness... Boom!
Oh,
right, there's a lot going on.
Oh my god!
That guy's knocked the fuck out.
Night.
First off, oh, hold on. A tale of two.
I think another guy came over and took.
That's
it.
What it looks like.
If you look closely, before the fight starts, the brunette woman is smiling, and the blonde woman's like, "Oh."
Hey, listen, Blitz. We don't need to break it down. This fucking dude's gonna break it out.
But as the
Alan, anything else? We're gonna break this down.
Nope. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for the heads up, Alan. Thank you for the content. I need it. Fuck.
It progresses, the brunette woman's still like, this is a fun fight. And the blonde woman goes from, oh, to, oh my lord.
Yeah, this guy's breaking to the fuck right down. I like it.
So yeah, two women, two very different reactions.
Oh, we don't get to see the other
right
hit, though?
This Padres fan goes like Manny Pacquiao on this dude.
Oh, from the other guy?
You see something fly across the screen here?
Yeah, it's called
it
glasses.
Might be the guy's teeth, but I'm thinking it's probably more likely that it's his like sunglasses.
It's glasses.
It's his glasses. Yeah, it's glasses. I just want to see the guy that jumped a row
Me
over.
Me too.
I have.
Look
I
was, at this. Like,
the flying fucking punch.
Here are wearing sunglasses. But low-key, this is not a fair fight. The Padres fan here, if you look, it looks like he has like 3 or 4 inches on this guy. Looks like he has like 10 or 15 pounds on him. Dude's got the reach. Dude's got the strength. Dude's got the leverage. It's just not a fair fight.
Oh, they didn't. I thought he was hitting him.
He's out!
He's out.
I mean, those two dudes did get him, but...
Hey, somebody get someone for him.
There's a cop right there.
Excuse me, officer. Officer. Paramedics for him.
Paramedics for him, please.
Someone call an ambulance.
Oh my God. Jesus.
I mean, he's knocked
just
the
done.
Fuck out.
Yeah, he is.
He had his hands down and everything.
I want to know what was said.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, the only like somebody would have to say your mom is a fucking cunt.
I mean, it had to be worse than that.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, and what's the point?
Somebody would. I mean, you'd have to say something fucking like, right?
I fucked
you
your girl.
You would think so.
I fucked your little daughter.
No. Oh no. I won't say that.
Well, yeah,
but...
that's about right.
No, I mean.
Yeah.
Like something so bad.
Yeah,
like,
I
you're
think
like
so.
You would see fucking red.
Clearly.
And just absolutely lose all sense
and
of sensibility.
He's like, yo, dude, like, back up. And then he just punched him. Oh, see? Boom. Out.
And that guy does. Now, Blitz, look at that
through.
Fucking follow through.
Yeah, it's a follow through like a motherfucker.
That's a Rob Con like a motherfucker.
And he's like, oh, shit.
And then Blitz, he fights off these two guys pretty good.
He's out!
What do they mean by that? Like, he's unconscious?
Yeah.
Like, what did they do? They choke him out?
No. That guy's out is what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
The guy that got knocked out.
I got you. I thought you were saying the other guy.
Yeah, it took me a second to figure that out, too.
Right. It's like KSI versus Jake Paul or Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. Just an unfair fight. But yeah, as soon as his fist connects, the dude's knocked out.
Threw a punch.
He's put to sleep right here, man. Dude's out here looking like Nate Robinson taking some Z's. But let's look at how his friends respond to this. First, look at the guy in the purple...
Blitz, I'm kind of happy that the way his friends responded. Be like, fuck no, you're not going to do that to my buddy, right?
Rocky's cap.
Were they his friends
like,
or they're just dudes?
I think so.
But then he doesn't really do anything.
No.
But it just goes to show you, man, like regular dudes won't let shit like that happen. Like if Blitz and I were at the game and somebody walked up and did that to somebody, you and I try to grab the motherfucker.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, like regular dudes will get like... In today's snowflake fucking world, they probably just sit there and be like, I'm not going to have anything to do with
whoa,
this.
Dude, whoa,
fuck
dude.
Fuck that, man, Blitz. I'm telling you one thing. First of all, I'm taking my 64-ounce Thirst Buster and throwing it in his face. So, and then, Blitz, you're going to come in with some fucking good news on the choking scene.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm literally going to try to kick his balls off. I swear to God, I'm going to. Especially, Blitz, if that's like one of my friends.
God damn it, Sponge. I'm all fucking wet now. You threw that stupid fucking drink on the guy first.
Sorry, I missed. I hit Blitz. Rendered him unconscious.
Yeah. Cold and just scared that he about to be the next body taken. But now look at the guy in the Tulowitzki jersey. He gets up and he doesn't know what to do. You can't see his lips, but it doesn't really look like he's saying anything. But he also doesn't check on his friend. He just lets him fall to the ground until he finally realizes.
I'll tell you the one, though, dude. The one dude
gets up and runs. Yeah. And he wasn't even part of their group, I don't think.
This guy's gone. I should wake him up. Whoever the guy was.
Is this Colton breaking this shit down?
So that got knocked. Like,
that's what Colton should do. Get high and break shit down.
Some better friends.
Oh, it's called life for him.
What are you better friends? Friends that are going to fight for you? Or at least, you know, like, pick you up when you're falling down, man. Like, come on.
I like the guy who comes in kind of on his blind side. Comes in on the blind side. Dude. That's me. I'm not.
Do they not let it play?
I'm not going to.
He's breaking it down.
That guy's breaking it down. But I'm not going to try to come in and square up on the guy. I'm going to try to be this guy right here and grab him from behind. Mm. What I'm going to do.
Just got punched. He's immediately running at the Padres fan. He's
hell yeah. Look at that leap. He went getting away over with the
this.
Chairs.
And this guy, he's actually a big dude. So now the Padres fan has someone his own size to fight. And it's at this point he realizes he messed up.
That guy was nice. He fucked up.
This is exactly why girls like taller and bigger men. And not just taller than them, but taller and bigger than other guys.
This guy's wrong. This is why. Hold on, this guy's wrong. No, because the big guy jumps down, and then the Padre guy smiles, goes, I'm going to knock you the fuck out, too. But the other guy jumps on him.
He's backing up. He's like, I ain't fighting this. I'm going to
No, he wasn't going
to
punch
but
that guy.
All this backing up just leads him to another guy who does some RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The dude in a white jersey.
The guy, Blitz, the guy, this motherfucker here, he comes diving in. Superman,
that's
Nano.
Pretty
badass. I love that guy.
He's like, for real,
some real fucking Superman.
Yeah, gives him a kiss.
Like Undertaker-ish right here. Like, this is straight Go better goosh. Than WWE.
Blitz, he was trying to give him the tombstone.
At this point. So we got two heroes here that are ready to stand up for this random stranger that they do not know.
Okay.
I applaud you, good sirs.
I do, too.
But look at this other dude in the background with the sunglasses and hat. Like, he's trying to be a hero, too. He's running up, and he's like, you're not getting away with this. But as soon as the white
Johnny come
late, look at him, he's like, fuck it. He's like, fuck it.
Jersey starts to do his
he puts his hands up.
He's like, I ain't doing this. This wasn't me. And he's a perfect...
I'd come in right in and try to go right underneath his fucking Adam's apple.
Would you start punching him?
Fight?
No, well, if I
you
could
can't
get
really
him...
The problem is you can't really punch him. You get in trouble. If you hold him down, you're fine.
Or if you get him in a rear naked choke.
Until
a submission move.
Actually costs him something. All talk, all show, no action. Don't let that be you. Fight for what you believe in. But also, don't be like Black Hoodie in the back who's just screaming, hey!
Don't you get knocked the fuck out?
Black Hoodie in the back. I kind of like this guy, whoever the fuck this guy
what's
is.
What's that really going to do, man? What is...
Look at this bitch. She's full-blown taken back. She's like, this is what Anna would be doing. No!
Yelling at some dude who just knocked someone out, going to do to stop him from knocking anyone else out. Come on, man. Be better.
What guy in the white,
Remember the dude?
The guy in the white, he clears the entire row. But I couldn't be doing that. I would fucking, my foot would hit the fucking.
You can't even jump over a credit card. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Got knocked out that this whole video is about. Yeah, he's nowhere to be seen, but look at his friends. His friends are still watching.
Jump over a credit card? What kind of stand-up routine's that?
No shit,
bitch.
My bad.
Did you hear that at Side Splitters last weekend?
Did Dan tell you that one?
No.
Who knows, man, where this guy is at this point. Maybe he's like rolling around in his seat. But all this is to say, don't throw punches, guys. It is not a smart thing to do. You're not going to win over anyone trying to beat him up.
I'm just happy.
Someone's an honor to be at home with the cats.
I'm just happy that society still has some guys out there that will fucking jump in and stick up for another dude. I'm that excited.
I mean, here's
me.
The thing though. Here's the thing though. Is that guy wasn't gonna punch the other guy again, so it's not like they didn't save him.
No, they didn't save him, but they're like.
I know, but.
I mean, he still walked over and knocked him out, and that guy probably was like, you know, heckling the whole time. That's why everyone
know what
jumped
happened
on
before.
Him.
Yeah, what caused
the
guy to do
that?
Did you
shot that guy? Well, first of all, you can't have a gun at a sporting event.
But no, you can't.
You can't have a gun at a sporting event, but you couldn't shoot him.
No.
unless he had some type of instrument, like if he had a baseball bat,
sure,
or something like that.
Sure. I mean, hey, your fist Blitz, can like be a if weapon.
It was, I know, but they're not.
Hold on, but Blitz, like if it was baseball mini bat day, sometimes they'll do mini bat day.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a little mini. Did you know? I think Major League Baseball. Remember back when we were growing up, they'd give you the little mini baseball bats, but they stopped.
They give you the blow up ones now.
Because
the
fans from Philly would beat the shit out of each other at the end of the game.
Well, that's that's pretty a dumb idea to give everyone in the fucking stands a bat.
Yeah. Especially little kids.
Did this guy ever be able to prove? Was he able to show the tweet that hoaxed him, or is this just a guy you could completely?
Oh, is this the Atlanta guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
You could completely make this up and show up there and have a clickbait type story. And
I thought it was a text or something.
Well, no. He said that it was a tweet. Someone tweeted at him.
The original story said it was a text they thought it was real because it had an Atlanta based area code.
It was from a 404 area code.
Yeah,
and it was a text. So I'm saying
the original one was a text.
I'm saying, show me the text, right?
Mm-hmm.
Show me the text and that says, hi, this is such and such from the Atlanta Falcons.
We need to explain what happened.
Yeah, here's what happened. This guy who played defensive back for Austin Peay, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Austin Peay Governors.
It's a college in Georgia.
Okay.
And he had tried out with several NFL teams last year and didn't catch on as a free agent. Well, somebody, he says he got a text a couple days after the draft that said, we at the Atlanta Falcons didn't draft you, but we would like for you to be part of the rookie free agent tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
Show up to the practice facility tomorrow at like 9:00. Well, he shows up there. Well, so he says he shows up there. And of course, they don't have him on the list. And so he says that he got texted, to show up. Unless you show the text, bitch, you're completely making this all up to generate exactly what you're doing.
It's either one of two things. It's either his boys ribbing him, or he's making it all up, hoping that this press will get him an actual shot.
Because he said it took him a couple days.
Brian, a defensive back from Austin Peay, was never actually contacted by the Falcons, but instead somebody texting him from an Atlanta area code pretending to be the defensive coordinator for the Falcons. So when Brian arrived at the team's facility Wednesday to get ready for the chance to accomplish his NFL dream, he was instantly turned around. I do not know or understand why this has happened, he said. He wrote in a Twitter message, but I do know one thing. Things happen for a reason. Yes, this was heartbreaking for me, but just another stepping stone that I'm not afraid to admit and overcome. Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. But he tweets out, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been in my corner, and I have been pursuing my lifelong dream in the NFL. Apparently, the opportunity of attending a rookie mini camp with the Atlanta Falcons was not a legitimate opportunity. Somebody contacted me from the 404 area code pretending to be Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons.
But this doesn't make any sense because the guy's got an agent.
I did not realize this was not a legitimate opportunity, and I traveled to the facility for rookie minicamp check-in Wednesday, May 12th. It was most definitely one of the most embarrassing things that I've ever happened to me. Very humbling experience. Just want to apologize. So, okay, that's great. And if that happened to you, that's
well, after all that, doesn't he start saying, like, I don't want to talk about it?
Yeah, but
I want to put it behind
me. But here's the fucking deal. Somebody show me the fucking text,
right?
Yeah, or it didn't happen.
Bubba, why would a guy who has an agent all of a sudden... Who gets him? By the way, you have to sign to go to the mini camp. You have to at least sign. You can't just show up.
You have to be under contract.
And so now he's getting invited to all these different, free agent camps.
Yeah, and that's why he did this.
And exactly. And so then it generated a bunch of support. And one coach said that this guy has handled this situation with class. I hate the situation. And I've talked with representatives of Atlanta Falcons. The parties involved are frustrated, blah, 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 blah. But he's going to – so this guy's going to get – this exact – unless the motherfucker can show the text, this is a fucking shakedown. This is an absolute WWE-type fucking shakedown that everybody fell for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Blitz, if he showed me the text from a 4041 fucking throwdown burner account, and it said that, well, then he has a little bit more legitimacy. But he doesn't ever show the text. So couldn't you just say that you did that to generate this fucking shit that's going on?
Well, it worked.
Fucking bullshit.
It worked.
It's like if someone texts me from the 813 and said, oh, I'm the defensive coordinator from the Falcons. Come on out and try out.
The Bucks, dumbass.
What'd I say?
Falcons.
Oh, well, whatever. The Bucks. I was reading and talking. But it just doesn't make any sense. No defense coordinator is going to reach out to you.
Here's what you do. You would
the
say,
GM would reach
you would
out.
Say, you would say, I have an agent. Here's his information. Thank you.
Or do you have a number I can call?
Yeah.
So I can, you know, fucking bullshit.
You wouldn't just rely on a fucking text.
Social media bullshit. That's exact. So then the guy turns into a martyr. From a victim to a martyr to now a fucking viral sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to get his opportunity. I hope he fucking breaks his ankle. Hope they say, hey, take a lap around the, you know, get stretched out, take a lap around the field, kid. We'll see you in a minute.
I hope he kicks a pole on Chris Weidman's himself.
So nice.
Matthew McConaughey making calls about the run for Texas governor. I don't have a problem with it.
You think he's Jamie?
I don't have a problem with it.
He's a good-looking guy.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He likes to get high.
Isn't he a professor now?
What are his politics?
I don't give a fuck. He looks cool.
We're not in Texas.
Yeah, but I mean, he's as good as anybody. Who's our current governor? Some ass bucket.
Abbott.
Some ass bucket, right?
Abbott.
Yeah, what's Abbott doing wrong?
What's Abbott doing? What's Abbott doing?
I saw that Texas had zero COVID deaths on Sunday. Zero.
It's been like 2 weeks now since they've had one.
Well, no, it's on Sunday. No, zero deaths.
It's hard telling who's really having what around this motherfucker. And not only that, but I don't think anybody here has gotten vaccinated. And does anybody think that they're going to get vaccinated?
No.
Oh, no, I got vaccinated. That lets me go into publics without a mask. So that's why I don't wear a mask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you vaccinate yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the bubba. I got the sponge.
We got the finest strain of white trash vaccine.
You got the finest strain of COVID white trash.
The game is antibodies, and we have them. So I'm good for now.
Yeah.
You know, whether you got it dishonorably or not is a different question.
Did the antibodies eventually go away?
Yes.
Probably.
I'll tell you what, I did go to Publix yesterday with no mask, Willie. It was nice.
Mm-hmm. No one said anything?
No one said a word. No, they have signs now that on the doors now that say you're required to wear a mask if you're not vaccinated. That's it. There's no one else is required now.
And half the people weren't wearing masks.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone at Publix.
You can't go to a medical facility, though. You can't even go to the doctor's office and shit without a mask.
I'm sure. I think that'll be like that for quite a while, just because people are sick.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think
you
that's actually a bad idea.
You go to the emergency clinic for a twisted ankle, and you got to wear a fucking mask.
Well, other people are sick there, and, you know.
It's probably not a bad idea there to actually wear one.
This is nasty.
Now, how long are they saying that people that overcame COVID the way we did, the natural way?
Anywhere from 3 months to a year and a half. Right, they don't know.
But at the end of the day.
And it depends on a lot of things.
They don't know because COVID's only been around, you know, a year and a half.
Lummy, did you ever have COVID?
No, I never did.
He also never got tested for the antibodies, so he might have had it.
All right. But you never got it.
There's some rumors going around that he had it.
No, I never had it.
He had it earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I must have got it from Cave.
Patient zero.
But here's the deal.
Oh, you eat cheese too?
Yeah.
Rotten banana.
But he stays so fucking drunk that, I mean, COVID can't
the
get
virus
through that.
Can't survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. COVID just gets completely wiped out with alcohol.
He sanitizes his esophagus.
Yeah. His entire insides are alcohol. I mean, hand sanitizer is about, 90-some% alcohol?
Yeah.
Well, Lummy's 100% alcohol. They're not going to fucking live in there. Yeah,
touching the lungs.
Nothing bad can live in there.
But, how do you feel when you don't drink, Lummy? Do you get, anxious?
He doesn't know.
No, I do not get the shit.
He doesn't know.
Lummy, I want you to be totally honest, please. This is where we're honest.
He doesn't even know the question, Saturday.
Anna, this is where, Lummy, this is where we're honest, okay, buddy?
Okay.
When's the last time that you did not drink at all in a day?
A full day.
A full fucking day. Wake
half
up.
A day.
Wake up.
No, that's fine.
Wake up, go to bed. Not one fucking drop of alcohol. Please don't lie.
Last Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the 9th.
Mother's Day?
Yes.
You did not drink?
No.
You fucking liar.
I did it because my back hurt and I was taking pain pills and stuff.
That's why you drink.
I didn't want to drink, plus I was going to Mother's Day.
You drank pain, or you had...
You had pain pills.
You had I guess it was ibuprofen earlier day, Saturday.
I took 1,200 that day.
And then he drank?
No, I didn't.
No, I'm talking about Saturday.
How are you drunk?
I did. I didn't drink
right
all day on Saturday until on his birthday.
How drunk are you right now?
I'm not that drunk. I had maybe my little victory sip for Hype Train getting completed. That's it.
My victory, Blitz. Everything's about alcohol. My victory sip.
Yeah.
Lummy, don't you realize that you're like when we quiz you about your alcoholism, it's not that we're saying it in a bad way. We're for you on this, kid.
I'm just telling you. I said I told if we completed a hype train, and after the first segment, I gave a cheers. I gave a cheers to everyone in chat.
You gave a cheers.
How much have you drank today?
That was it.
Just his victory cup.
Just my victory. You got cheers, and I've been on water. 843 Bubba, 1,500 bits.
Another cheers.
I've been on water.
I'm on water. I'm on the water gimmick.
Are you a little bit worried about today's staff meeting we're having after the show? Do you think that might be the Lummy intervention?
I checked with a couple of people, and they're busy today. So
yeah, coming to the intervention.
Yeah.
He's frantically on the phone between breaks.
And who did you check with? Who did you reach out that could potentially be at your intervention?
Hootie.
Oh, first of all, Hootie's the last guy we're going to bring. We're trying to get you straight.
Right.
You don't bring a guy that's more fucked up.
He's going to have his own intervention later.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, man. You need to slow down on the fucking shit.
Iggy already said he's almost here.
Well, Iggy would be a guy. A big Pred would be a guy that we would bring in on a Lummy intervention.
He's bringing the ball gag.
For what?
That's what Big Red said. He's bringing the ball gag. He's on his way.
That's between you two. Whatever the fuck you two are into. I didn't specifically ask for a ball gag, but no. I guess Big Pred just bringing one. Lummy, I think that you handle your alcoholism perfect. Like, I think that you're an absolutely functioning
alcoholic. You're a professional alcoholic, Lummy.
I think you're a functioning alcoholic, don't you think?
Yes, thank you.
No. I mean, I want you to, like, what would
be... Lummy, do you think you're an alcoholic?
No.
Why?
I don't get the shakes, Anna. I'm not like you.
The shakes. Hey, I'm a fucking overeater, and I don't shake when I'm eating a fucking Big Mac.
Exactly.
Okay, so Lummy, if we said right now, no drinking for the rest of the week, you'd be all right?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Lummy.
I don't have a problem with that.
You couldn't do that, buddy.
You couldn't do that.
Okay.
There's no way you could do that. Lummy, let's just be honest. It's Tuesday. We have so many more shows to do. There's no fucking
way. Got bowling
way,
on
buddy.
Thursday. And
Lummy, you talk a good game, but you know you
And you
couldn't.
Got Friday, and Friday's just Friday.
I got people.
Can everyone go without what
got,
they do? Can
on,
everyone
got,
do what
I got
that
people
is?
In chat that are laying 500 on a Calcutta.
Okay, we're not allowed to
All right,
bet.
Well, what do I need to cut for you to cut drinking?
Pills, Coke, having
dumb.
Sex.
Well,
hold on. We're talking about things that you do in excess. We're not talking about things that you don't
right.
do.
I don't think you understand the game because you're
do
drunk.
It in excess.
You don't drink in excess?
Why are you pouncing on it?
This is what we do. We pounce on each other.
Nobody's pouncing on anybody. We're fucking talking about it, buddy.
Hey, you want to know why, Lummy? Because we care.
You know why I know why, Lummy?
That's not true.
Because you, Lummy.
I care.
Lummy, do you know why? You know why?
Don't tell me to shut up. I care.
Do you know why, Lummy? We love you, and other people that love you have asked us to get involved.
But I've already cut way back. Okay. I'm cutting way back even more. Like, I don't understand. I don't. I'm not drunk at 24/7.
Well, that's disputable.
Okay, that's fine. I mean,
that's disputable.
Okay.
23.6¾.
But we just want you to be a good dad and not drunk when
I'm gonna be a good dad.
Well, when Lil Wilbur gets up in his motherfucker.
I understand that, and I can totally quit drinking.
Lummy, that's like saying I can stop overeating when you know
you can sponge.
Well, I mean, like when a certain thing happens, I got to start now.
What would be enough motivation for you, Bubba, to lose weight?
I am losing weight, bitch.
That's 6,000.
I am losing weight. Mm-hmm. Looking good as fuck.
Sorry.
What would it take for you to get fucked?
A lot.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh. Why do you make me so fat?
You're not.
She does, so you can't even jump over a fucking credit card.
I know.
Oh my God, that was bad joke.
She heard that at Side Splitters, you know, with some fucking opening act. I'm so fat I can't even jump over a fucking credit. Probably that fat guy we saw open up for Shuley.
That horrible fucking host.
That fucking guy.
God.
And that's the biggest bullshit. I'm a host. You're a bringer-upper is what you are, motherfucker.
A bringer-upper.
Hi. You're not some fucking hoe. You're a bringer-upper. Hi. I'm some fucking fat 24-year-old guy that doesn't know what he wants to do in life. Do all stand-up comedians have to start that low, Anna? A bringer-upper?
Like, did Chris they start Rock, open mic.
Did Chris Rock start up as an open fucking bringer?
Everybody starts as an open mic, and then I guess it's, you kind of work your way up to like MC, and then you feature, and then you headline, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole world in itself. That
sure
whole
is.
It's stand up traveling
stand up. It is fucking rough.
It is like.
I mean, I know a couple, you know.
Like the Blitz, like the girl that we saw that was really that we kind
she
of
she was good.
That it was good, yeah. And she She was first up. The fat guy, the bringer upper, brought her up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I thought she was really good. She had some Anna feel about herself.
Right. Like, but she's funny.
She was kind of the cute girl. She was like Hispanic or something.
Yeah, kind of cute. And she was pretty funny. Like, I found myself
like chuckling.
Like, so that poor fucking girl probably flies into Tampa, makes $150 for doing that?
No clue.
Yeah, maybe.
You know that they fly in the bringer uppers? Like, that's insane because they're so bad.
They get flown in, they get put up. They usually get like a bar tab and, you know, $50, $100.
It's crazy.
But even the bringer uppers?
Yeah. You can fly them in. I've heard him say, like, oh, I'm from Sandy. The guy who was the MC for Louis C.K. was fucking terrible.
I found my Louis C.K. interview.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, but I think it's bad.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Didn't
he hang up on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it.
And I didn't even know how big of a fucking story was when I was like Spice.
He wasn't. What year was it? Was it before 07? Because he wasn't that big, and then he blew the fuck up.
It might have been like 08.
Yeah, he was pretty decent.
Was it because Shameless was the special that came out and put him on the map? That was the. I mean, he was probably already known in the comedy world, but then the public was like, "Holy fuck, who's this guy?" That was in 07.
I thought I saved it.
Well, it's been on the Best Of recently.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was up. I mean, people knew who
Shameless
he was.
Shameless was in
jail. Okay, she just grabbed the camera. Okay, well, we won't. Hang on, Bree. Bree, we won't. Bree.
What?
Bree. All right, Bree.
Bree Olsen, the porn star.
This is Bree Olsen, and she was fucking having a meltdown.
You can't hold
on
camera. Is
she horny or like
Bree, you can't hold on camera.
Now, hold on.
Bree, we won't touch we won't film you anymore, but you like to hold our camera. That's a very expensive camera. We will take the... Bree,
I need you to let go of the camera.
Get the tape out! Bree, we will give you the tape. You gotta hang on a minute, though, okay?
I'll get the tape.
I will get it. Blitz, want to hear this one? Because, I've been going through... Since you put my monitor there, I'm working on some shit. I'm working on some stuff. And here... Listen to this crocodile tear bullshit. I don't know, Anna, if you ever heard of this or not. Mm-mm. MJ Kelly on the stand asking for money.
Compensate.
Begging, begging for money. Listen.
I know there's no amount of damages that will compensate me, my wife, my family. For what we experienced and the lies that were told about us, the damage to our reputation.
You're a fucking public
figure.
Dude,
that whole trial.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How did you record that? Was that from the news or
it was broadcast?
Oh, it was okay.
That whole trial was like I was waiting for him to like actually bust out something good, but I'm like, okay, so
yeah.
he said the word bitch. He said a couple of names. Like, what's I'm waiting for the dirt, and
but
it was
I think
never
that
any.
The jury should award damages that will enable us to believe that we did all we could possible. To clear our good names.
You're the worst fucking actor ever. I could do a far better deal.
Restore our reputation. And prevent Mr. Clem from doing this to anybody else in the future.
Get the fuck out of here.
If you're in Tampa and you want to let me know what's going on, go ahead and hit us up. You've got your phone number, you've got your email address, and you've got Twitter. Also, went on with Bubba the Love Sponge this morning. Bubba is an icon. He is a radio legend. I had always wanted to go on that program. I went on this morning. It lived up to all the hype. It was an incredible experience. So what I'm trying to say to you is I'm having a real good day.
That's a pretty good drop. I just found that one. That's a put-over fucking drop.
Yeah. Sure is.
Witness television history when Bubba the Love Sponge hits the airwaves.
You want me to grab those, see if they're real again?
Be in the audience for the taping of his new TV show.
Is it awesome?
It's pretty awesome.
June 19th and 20th at Chicago's historic WGN Studios.
God, we have really got to clean this place up.
Register now.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
For tickets at BTLS.com.
back in the good old days.
Need to find that tape.
When I got, oh fuck.
What?
Oh, and so listen to this. You want to think that Bob Buckhorn didn't have it out for me, Blitz?
Yeah, hold on. Anna doesn't know you had a TV show, or almost did.
Yeah, Anna. Hi. So I got the Bubba. It's the Bubba Klim show.
Okay.
And I think it was like 2000.
From the producers of like Jerry Springer.
Yeah, from the producers of Jerry Springer. For real.
No, I believe you.
For real.
It was the same like audience
what
setting
year?
And stage and everything.
Oh, really? And you were going to be Jerry?
He was in Chicago.
Jerry.
I was in Chicago. Yeah. I was on
like,
the,
it was a real deal. It wasn't like
the,
some shit.
It was the same stage and set that they taped. In fact, they got Jerry Springer's executive producer of 15 years who was going to produce it.
Would you have gotten what's his name? Steve.
I would have taken his. I was gonna because he's shitty, and they brought me in, and I did five shows at the WGN studios
with like a studio audience.
Yeah,
and everything?
Yeah, with studio audience. Everything.
Yeah, real shows,
real fucking shows. They taped them, and they fucking put them together. They test marketed them in five different cities, like Des Moines, Iowa.
And it's called the Bubba the Love Sponge Show,
The Bubba Klim Show.
Bubba Klim Show. Okay.
And they test marketed them like in Phoenix. Like Austin, Texas, like Pennsylvania, like they test market them throughout like five cities.
Okay.
And it got greenlit. They paid me $50,000 signing bonus. And it was going to be when Tyra Banks was quitting and she wasn't doing her show. Yeah, Tyra Banks. It was going to be on the WB network at 3 p.m. nationwide. On the WB network, and that...
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, and so it was $6 million. It cost $6 million. Warner Brothers, they own... See, the way that the television world works is somebody produces it, and then chances are, until you're Dr. Phil and Oprah and stuff like that, in the early stages, you buy that 1 hour of network television from the network. And that's $6 million. It was $6 million to buy the 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. slot on WB, which was being vacated by Tyra Banks.
Was this your brainchild, or approach you?
No, the WGN Tribune Broadcasting, which at that time was
the
being
president
with the president Randy Michaels.
They approached you and asked you.
They
to
approached
do the show.
Me, and they're like, "We want to do a television show. Here's $50,000." I went up.
Yeah.
I fucking did five shows. They test marketed it. It was ready to go. It was fucking ready to go.
Homie with the big baloney, 1,000 bits.
All you had to do was go sign the contract.
My contract was signed.
Mm-hmm.
But see, Tribune and a guy named Sean Compton, who is a president of television, who still is, flew out to Los Angeles and meet with the WB guys and had a $6 million check to secure that 1 year, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
slot. So... my contract signed. It's a $3.5 million base with up to $15 million in escalators, but $3.5 million
to start
guaranteed.
Escalators, that's a lot of Cadillac.
And so Sean Compton flies to L.A. They're in the room. They're signing the contracts. He hands the check over. A secretary busts into the conference room and says, "Hey, we have to hold on a second. Because Randy Michaels, the president of Tribune Company, just resigned, and we have to make sure the new incoming president supports this new show."
You're literally in the meeting.
No, it's Anna. It's,
you already signed.
Yeah, I'm already signed. It just needs to be okay,
Greenlit by whoever.
And yeah, so it's greenlit by the current president, but he got involved in some bullshit.
He couldn't wait one fucking day.
If he would have waited 6 hours,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Here's your 5,000 bits.
Let me ask you this. If you would have gotten the show, would you have quit doing radio?
No. They wanted me to do, this is what they're going to do. They can tape. They were going to fly me up one weekend a month.
Okay.
And I was going to take a Friday off. And so I would have got there. They would have privately jetted me up there on Thursday. We would have cut two shows on Thursday night because I did mornings. So I was going to do two shows on Thursday, four shows on Friday, four shows on Saturday, and three shows. You do 20 shows.
In one weekend.
In one weekend.
That should last you a month.
And that lasts you a month.
Jesus.
And you do 20 shows. The shows are only 22 minutes long. They're 30. Well, you gotta understand, it's a 30-minute show.
And you have commercials.
And what they couldn't understand is I could fucking nail it in one take. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm a radio guy.
And you're a showman. You're a performer.
And so... And so
the crowd.
And so I just I was getting the shows done in 35 minutes. And the one that they liked. And so I had some pain pills.
Hell yeah, you did.
And I had some fucking perks. Yeah. And so
that sounds delicious.
I told Randy, I said, listen, if you want me to be fucking mean and be on my edge, go get me a fucking 12-pack of Miller Lite. Now, I don't even drink Miller Lite. But back in my Hogan days, is you take a fucking perk, two perks, and swish it down with a fucking Miller Lite, and it just gets you on. Like, you're just...
Hogan posted a video this past week about how all he needs is Miller Lites to get things done.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. That's
give me a 12-pack and I'll be backstage and I'll do
it. Is a Percocet a benzodiazepine?
No, it's a pain pill.
It's an
opiate.
Okay.
So listen to this, Anna. I go there to tape, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these, you know, television guys that are just, you know, used to dealing with fucking regular lame-o people. And I got two cases of beer on ice and I'm fucking drinking beers and taking pain pills and Brent's getting high. And we're back there and the woman comes back. She goes, you know that none of this is allowed. And I go, the fuck it isn't allowed. Call Randy Michaels right the fuck now. She calls Randy Michaels, who's the president. He goes, whatever Bubba wants, whatever he does. So then I started handing beers out to the camera guys. Fucking everybody's getting drunk.
It was a relaxed atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. And so Anna, we're doing this one show, and it's about this small town in Illinois, and it was a grade school. And the grade school, they had outgrown the grade school, so they built a new grade school down the fucking road a little bit. And so this old-time grade school, some guy went in the middle of the night and bought it at auction. Like, Blitz, you know how government auctions goes, some bullshit, and he bought the grade school. Nobody even thought anybody wanted the fucking grade school. So he bought the grade school and he put a titty joint in there.
What?
And it was called Schoolgirls. And the town was fucking just absolutely up in arms over this place. And he was like, hey, it's zoned. Blitz, they rezoned it and some bullshit. And he was able to do it. Well, the old ladies and the women in town were upset. And so I had the strippers on one side. And I had the old people on the other side, and I'm going back and forth. And this one old woman, and we're in the middle of, like, you know, one woman goes, I'm telling you right now, I just don't want my husband going there during the day. And some stripper got up and said, you better keep your husband happier at home, and he won't be coming over here. Mm-hmm. And then her mom got up and was like, I can't take it.
How much of that was, like, scripted and stuff?
I mean, none of it was scripted.
Oh, no? Okay.
We just knew the fucking subject matter, but it wasn't. Like, nobody told anybody to say shit.
Wasn't like, oh, like, swing at her.
No. There was no fights. Like, that's the thing. It was just true heat. There was no fucking fight.
That's even better.
Nobody's taking swings on each other. So the one grandma got up and go, I can't take this. Those girls are a bunch of whores. And so she starts walking out, right?
Yeah.
Well, I tell the camera, follow me. So I walk out with her, and we start walking down the hallway. And I'm like, Grandma, what's up? She's like, I just can't deal with these type of women. These are what's wrong with the family values. And I go, hey, Grandma, how about you and I drinking a beer together? Because I asked her, said, do you like beer? And she's like, yeah. I go, let's crack open a Miller Lite. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, her and I backstage drinking Miller Lites. And
Blaster. Sorry.
I wasn't fucking her with her granny tits. And so I was just on it, and it was green lit.
So obviously the new president didn't approve
it. No, so the new president comes in and says, that's way too fucking hot for me, because I'm Johnny Conservative. And
pulled the plug.
I mean, I got to keep my 50.
You got it. Okay.
There's pictures, Blitz, floating around of
no video
of we had.
You had video because I've seen it.
There's got to be.
I watched it at your house.
The guy I had employed went to your first or two shows. He has pictures. I asked him to send it to me, but he hasn't responded.
I got it, Blitz. That tape's got to be around. Fuck. And us trying to find you know all the tapes and shit. And it might turn up.
I hope so.
But then they got on it. They were actually they were looking for studio space down here.
To do the show.
And, yeah, that's how close I've come, Anna. I've come within 30 minutes of being the next Jerry Springer. For real.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Yeah. And then they were going to private jet me up there, and I was going to get an apartment and all this kind of bullshit. I was thinking, man, can you think of Blitz? And that's back when you could have some really nice Chicago whores on the side. You know
are there
saying?
Any?
What do you mean?
Nice Chicago whores?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, Chicago's got a lot of good. I mean, and if you're a big-time TV star, right, Blitz? I mean, fuck.
Would you be fucking Ellie again?
I mean,
Rent her place.
No, but I might. You know what? I might be getting an apartment there because that's probably one of the McClurg Court was very close to the Tribune Building. But I think all the taping was WGN Studios where they taped. Mm-hmm. Blitz. You know what? You want to hear this?
What?
My soundstage and Springer's soundstage is the original soundstage where they taped Bozo's Circus back in the day.
Oh yeah, that was my favorite show ever.
Yeah, Bozo the Clown.
Bozo the Clown.
Throw the fucking ping pong ball in the basket and you win a bike.
Blitz, yep.
Or $100.
I love that show on WGN.
Blitz, that's the soundstage that I used. The Bubba Klim show.
Would that been in your dressing room where Bozo was?
No, but my dressing room was back just a little bit, and Hatley had me just tuned to fuck up. Yeah, Bill Cunningham. No, it was Bill Cunningham and me. They kept Bill Cunningham. God, I think he went on to do it like 10 years.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went on to do it. He went on to do it 10 years. It was Bill Cunningham and me, and mine tested better than Bill's, but they needed Bill's for like the conservative fucking deal. I was going to be the shot out of a cannon guy, and Bill was going to be like the Glenn Beck, you know, rut bullshit. And I think Bill Cunningham ended up doing it for like 10, made a ton of fucking money doing it too. As close as I've made it.
And you think that would have put you in like a completely different stratosphere?
You tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell me.
Well, you were on Sirius the same time.
I was on Sirius the same time.
Jesus, yeah.
And you stayed on Sirius because then you're a TV guy because that's what they want to hire, TV guys.
Yeah, they don't.
Back when TV was a thing.
One of the reasons why I got fucking ousted from Sirius.
You're a radio guy.
Because I'm a true fucking radio guy.
Yep.
They want a Martha Stewart.
They want TV and movie people.
Mm. They do.
Okay. So wait, what year was the Bubba Klem show?
I think 10 or 11. I think 10 or 11.
The role of the bad guy here, Brian and Lewis, because I think the question has to be asked. I get the emotion leading in.
I guess Tom Brady's dad said that he's absolutely full-blown hard over week four, Buccaneers at Patriots. Wow, that is going to be...
That's going to be a good game.
Is that a Monday nighter, or is that just a Sunday nighter, or what is it?
8:20, I believe.
That's a Monday nighter.
Yeah,
the post game handshakes.
Don't they play each other every season? Didn't they?
No, they never
year?
Fucking play each other.
Oh, they don't.
Honest, see, the reason why this is a special game is because our Savior, Lord.
I know
Lord,
he came from the Patriots. I get that. But I'm saying, didn't they play last season?
No.
They didn't. Okay.
But how about the 60 minutes in between? Is there not a risk here that this game could be out of hand by the third or fourth quarter based on the Buccaneers, who they're bringing back?
I'm telling you right now, Lummy, the Bucs are fucking. They're loaded. Stacked.
You think Tom
fucking
Brady just
loaded.
Puts the like knee to Bill Belichick and
no.
just goes?
Based off of New England season a year ago.
Can I tell you this? I think Aaron Rodgers is done.
You think he's just going to walk away?
Yep. I think he's going to fucking walk. I think he's going to try that. I think the Packers are now in fuck you mode because my second day of reports. Lummy, I know a guy that lives in Green Bay that goes to practice. That's all I'm going to say.
Gotcha.
And maybe he works for the Packers as a lower level kind of guy, but he's at practice every fucking day. And I got another report from him yesterday. I have a friend whose brother works for the Packers. I'm just going to say that. Whether he's a fucking ticket taker or he's the assistant general manager, you fucking figure it out.
He's a cold beer guy.
Yeah, he's a cold beer guy.
He sells the bull pants.
Yeah. He might be the guy that literally dumps the fucking trash barrels of athletic tape on the practice field, but Lummy, he gets to see practice a lot, okay?
Yep.
And from my 2 days report says that Blake Bortles, within Matt LaFleur's fucking offense, really looks pretty good.
Uh-oh.
Really looks pretty good, and that, like, they're kind of shifting gears, saying if Aaron's going to be a fucking dick with the weapon. I mean, the Packers are loaded too.
Yeah,
I mean they're not loaded on all. They're not loaded on defense, but they got a running back. You got a running back. You got Davante Adams at least for another year. You got a back Diarra, that fucking badass offensive lineman.
You got the stud from Indiana State.
You got Robert Toan, who went on to have 11 touchdowns last year. I mean. Right?
He's got enough weapons right now.
I mean, an ass bucket, a decent guy. You know, you might be able to go 10-6. 11-5, although they do have the fourth or fifth hardest schedule. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's the only one that's going to be tough, and I think that's why they're scared with
they
Jordan
gotta
Love.
They got to play Kansas City. Oh, Jordan Love's.
Well, I'm saying
from what I'm hearing, Jordan Love's not in the conversation. Like, they think they fucked up on that. They fucked up on that.
That's where the GM almost needs to come out and says, look, I fucked up, and now let's just...
Yeah, but so then if the general manager says, look, I fucked up, then that gives Aaron Rodgers a way back in. So it's really messed up as to the game that's going on here, because Colin Cowherd said it best, and that is, if Jordan Love can play, then the general manager didn't make a mistake, Aaron Rodgers goes. But if Jordan Love is the ass bucket that they're saying he is, then the general manager has to admit, I fucked up, and not only did I fuck up and blow a first-round draft pick, which is worth a lot in the NFL, but I pissed off our fucking, you know, our Messiah. And so not only did I waste a draft pick, but I upset the apple cart, and we're fucked. And now let's not forget that there's a chance the players are going to lay down on the deal. Like, right?
Devontae Adam already said he's done pretty much.
Yeah.
And Blake Bortles' wife's pretty good looking.
And she sent me a picture immediately.
I'll just send you all of them. Oof. Yeah, she'll be. I don't think she'll be doing too well in. Oh, that's not
together.
Just you and I, you and I.
And so I'm a little apprehensive.
Why? You think I'm wiry?
You need to get back a little bit. Yeah, you're real wiry.
Like, bitch is like coming on to me, like, shuttle the fuck. I think she had a couple lines.
When does she
wow.
know?
Wow. That's Blake Bortles. That's right on the Blitz deal, too.
Yeah, she's a little old.
Was she like 27?
Yeah, it's getting up there.
God.
How old's too old for you, Blitz? 25?
23, 24.
Oh, she looks good as fuck. It looks like she's got a big ass head, though.
She doesn't. She's got fake tits, though, huh?
Love fake tits.
I know you do.
If you just got some fake tits.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
Papa, man, I that would look weird on me.
No. Fake tits. Fake.
Why do you
fakey,
care, Bubba?
Fakey, fake tits.
No, but I mean, like,
no,
even just
whoa.
Like that would look weird on me because
yeah.
I'm a weirdo.
That would look weird on you.
Yes.
That would.
That would look weird on me.
That would. But not just a set of, you know, like.
They look great on her.
But like, just like.
She's like cute and like, oh, I'm a girl. And I'm like weird.
And you're like, I'm a boy.
I'm like, I'm a boy.
Oh, I like when she goes the dark hair, don't you, Lum Lum?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same chick.
Yeah.
Doesn't even look like her.
Nothing that I couldn't handle, though. I would just fucking
this
yoke.
This guy is not a runner.
This guy, yeah, he's not a runner.
Not a runner.
That would be like if I was running.
Yeah, I'd be like, is that guy okay?
All right, we're going to go.
If you were running, I'd pull over and be like, sir, is everything okay?
We're going to go to the gas station.
I hear her, but I ignore her a lot.
Station first.
Maybe, maybe I need to get some snacks there. I'm going to get some snacks.
Snacks?
Papa, I'm fucking starving right now.
Why?
Because
I'm thinking to myself, if I was on a real date with this bitch.
Who would have dropped her off?
Like, if I was on a real, like, if I wasn't just being a friend and we're going on, you know, we're like hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts hitting me with these. I need some snacks. I need some fucking snacks.
And then the worst part is she's like, I'm not needy.
Yeah.
She's fucking nonstop.
There's no girl I'm ever going to be with that's going to start spewing out this nonsense.
I was hungry.
Like 40 minutes.
Do you? In how long?
40. I need snacks.
Are you high maintenance?
No, I'm a little food aggressive.
Needy.
Yeah, she's
I'm
all
not
all
high
all
maintenance,
above.
Just needy.
I'm also very food aggressive.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm eating, I'm not the person that's like, oh, try my food. I'm like, get the fuck away from
me. Like, if you're eating, I don't like this. Oh, look at me.
Like, Blitz. And so, like, I'm I guess I'm kind of food aggressive. But, like, when we got there to the bowling deal, Dan hadn't, he was going right from surgery.
Yeah.
And so I offered him half of my cheeseburger. And,
right.
and he took
very
it.
Nice
and I cut it in half. I go, here, Dan, I know you haven't fucking eaten, but mm-hmm. here, buddy. And that kills a feller. Like, that, I mean, I'm like, fuck, I don't really want to give him half of my fucking cheeseburger.
Right.
But you got to, man code.
And, you know, Dr. Dan would buy you one, too.
He would, yeah. Absolutely. You only offer half your cheeseburger to a guy that you know would do the same.
And you offered me some fries.
I did?
Yeah.
And I had a tomato.
Okay, hold on. So
you
right where
like
your
tomatoes?
Left hand is, right? Let's see, that was a sweet potato fry. And I went, hey, I mean, oh.
What the fuck?
That's the same reaction to
that's
the
got some torque on it.
What are you doing? No, I'm a little food aggressive.
Like if a guy went for her panties too, it's the same thing.
Yeah, smacked.
I'm
not high maintenance, just needy.
I'm also very food aggressive.
What
She's
do you
got
mean?
The golden
like,
dome in
if
her
I'm
pants.
Eating, I'm not the person that's like, oh, try my food.
The
I'm
iron,
like, get the fuck
yeah,
out
the iron
of
dome.
Like if you're eating
an iron dome in her pants.
She's got missiles that come out.
Yeah.
Hold on. So right where she's got the same defense that Israel has.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
My people.
In cauliflower.
Yeah, yeah.
In Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you're right. You don't have to worry about me stealing anything. So first of all, you're a vegetarian. You don't like any meat, so. But if you had, like, a sweet potato fry, do you like sweet potato fries?
Fuck yeah, I like sweet potato
fries. All right, so I like those, too. I'd be like, hey. Hold on.
I have a good reaction.
Yeah, I was going to say, whether it's food or just knocking a guy off you, you got to move down. Like, ready? Anna is watching us. Talk about watch me, watch myself. Anna is watching us on
the video she just made.
Well, yeah. I'm tagging.
But if you had like a sweet potato fry, do you like sweet potato fries?
Fuck yeah, I like sweet potato fries.
All right, so I like those too. I'd be like, hey. I gotta hold on.
I have a good reaction.
Yeah, I was going to say, whether it's food or just knocking a guy off you, you got to move down. Yeah, like, ready? You're like, hey, Anna, how you doing?
Hit him with one, too.
Hey, hi, let's go.
Trying to fast forward this shit.
Me. I don't like sharing my food.
Okay. All right.
And you start driving crazy.
Yeah, so
that's
like,
how he drives.
Like, it'd be mismatched.
I was killed an Indian man.
I just think you're hot.
I didn't.
I'm excited about it.
Most real men drive like that, by the way.
Right now, yeah. I'd smack this shit out
like
of
me and Blitz, like, that's how we drive.
Yeah.
I gotta go over and get some gas here, which is gonna require me to turn into
which
here.
Which means it's snack time.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, corn chips.
Snack!
Lummy's ears.
Man, Lummy's got some corn chip in his
mouth. Lummy. Poor Lummy.
You have Tostitos in your
ears. Isn't that the bowling alley waiting?
Oh, I kind of want to get the power
to
Hey, there's Rob Gargiulo.
In the dumpster?
No, he's got one of those fucking.
Oh, okay.
This is your way. I'm gonna bury you in the back behind one of these containers.
No.
This is backdoor Willie. Something you're not used to.
Mm-mm. Or front door Willie either.
Look at that fucking badass forklift.
That's a badass fucking
forklift.
It is a nice
one
right there. That is a bad fucking ass.
I was not impressed.
What the fuck do they need that for there?
Fuck.
We gotta move those containers around, Lummy.
Sunbelt Rentals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's super cool. I love rugged ass. Greater guys.
No, you don't like any of that shit. Stop.
Greater guys.
I told her, Blitz, stop with that shit. You don't like any rugged dudes.
She doesn't.
You like little pussy ass snowflake motherfuckers like Will. Go and stop.
Oh,
look at this. Blitz, I got my tools in the back. That's what real.
Yeah.
Tools in.
Oh, I mean, that's my car full of.
Yeah,
full of
load.
Oh, I think we're going to be okay here on being able to get some gasoline.
That K&N exhaust sounds good as fuck.
Is it Walmart?
And she doesn't shut up.
And Walmart gas. Yeah. Yeah, so.
I like the way that you drive. It's very like on a fair ride.
I'm on a pimp. I just pull right out in front. I do not give a fuck.
I can tell. More ways than one.
So now, Blitz, I'm trying to find an open slot here because a bunch of them are turned off.
Right.
And she starts hitting me with some bullshit.
I got insurance.
I know.
I'm fully insured. Say it.
Ooh, fully insured.
Fucking kale salads and bullshit.
You ever been to Whole Foods?
No.
You should go to Whole Foods.
Hold on. Are you kidding? Oh, that one's not. Oh, look at some of these. Some of these
we
are
should
not.
Go to Whole Foods to get.
I'm worried about finding an open gas.
Have you ever had like seaweed salad?
No, I don't want it. I just want to get some gas.
Seaweed salad.
Have you ever had like braised tofu? It's super fucking good.
I'm trying to find. Like see
tofu.
All these gas pumps? They don't have. I'm trying to find a gas pump that's open. I'm not trying
that
to find a seaweed
nonstop.
Shake or whatever.
A fucking seaweed shake.
Listen to her.
I'm trying to get some gas and.
Is the air even fucking working?
Yes.
Dude, it's nonstop complaining with this bitch.
I got my seat heaters on. Oh, there it is.
Skeet heaters.
Your sniz is so hot. Say it. All right, I gotta pump some gas now.
All right. Do you want a snack? I'm gonna
get
something.
No. What are you gonna get?
I don't know. Well, I'll see how I feel. Maybe like a. Do you want me to get you some Fritos?
No. And are you still mask girl?
I have to wear a mask to get in there.
No, you don't. Do you?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice.
You got any money for gas?
Blitz, I don't need any money, but I'm fuck with her to see what she says. And poor little thing, listen to her.
I know.
Yeah, do you want my credit card?
I'm just fucking with you.
I have the same credit card. Do you want
to? By the way, my credit card got turned off at $75.
I don't want
hers
anything.
Too.
Sure.
You know what I'd like to have?
What?
I'd like to have a Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh, no problem. Thank I'll you. Get you a Diet Mountain Dew.
I don't know if this can get in or not.
You got tons of those.
Did you say
the price of gas is expensive.
our gas, Willie. Come
on. Fucking Murphy USA.
Well, doing something highly illegal here.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever's good for you.
Here she comes back in after a little shopping excursion.
Oh, she's got a bag full of shit.
Oh, thank you.
Got her snacks. Snacks. I need snacks.
Blitz, I got all my containers ready to go. All the fucking lids are off. I'm ready to go.
I like the fucking jerry can, the white jug. That's my favorite.
Yeah, those are the best. Are they
not?
Yeah,
I got a bunch of those.
Look at all those.
Blitz, there's no gas. The motherfucking gas trucks, they're filling them up.
I know.
Look at her. Look at her.
Shake weight.
And listen, there's a black guy that's pumping, and he's super fucking stylish. This
annoyed by her. Oh.
No. He's like, he's got like a Louis Vuitton like satchel. Like, this motherfucking guy is really like got his shit together. And I'm thinking, he's thinking, look at these two white trash motherfuckers. This
I'm white trash.
This Jewish bitch. Yeah, this Jewish bitch. Yeah, you're with me. You're getting on a pickup truck, like, and you're nonstop. Like, listen.
She really is nonstop, Bubba. Like, this is like, she's either hold on. She's either this or sleeping. One of the two.
But hold on.
That's why I get so tired?
But hold on. She pops on how many grams of protein? Now, if you were to assume we were a couple or whatever, I'm the man and I'm pumping gas, and she is the only thing that fucking brings her day is that she's got 26 grams of protein.
That's pretty good. And how many grams of sugar?
And then she Ric Flairs it with a woo. Listen, yeah,
26
listen,
is pretty good.
Listen.
So most of those are like 20.
So this black guy's got to be like, what in the fuck are white people up to?
It's protein.
Why don't dead bitches eat some chicken? That's what I do.
It was plant-based.
Hold on. She can't get it open. Blitz, the fucking the cord's too long. The fucking hose.
Too long?
I mean, it's too short. I can barely get it in. That's it. I'm creating fucking fumes. I'm lucky I didn't start the whole damn thing on fire.
I know.
I got fucking Shannon Burke starting up the Harley.
Shannon Burke.
I got my finest strain of Indiana white trash shirt on.
You know, that Murphy USA actually has an indoor, huh? Most of them don't.
Yeah, they just built it.
Most of them have an outdoor pay only
deal.
Now,
Anna, is this about as white trash as your world ever gets?
Oh, yeah.
In the back of a pickup truck, filling up.
What are you talking about?
That's really dangerous.
This is the white trash that she ever gets.
You know what I'm saying? And that's nothing.
This is our day-to-day lives.
I know.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Right, Anna?
That's very true.
I can't see that. I can say that all I want. Blitz, isn't it pretty? I mean, she's a college-educated chick, right?
Donald Monkey, 1501 bits.
And she asked me, what are you doing?
Well, I am...
Isn't it pretty self-fucking explanatory?
God damn it, Bubba, I am recording you, so I want you to say it on camera.
Oh, okay.
So we could have all blown up because he was doing
they
that.
Got pure meat. At any time. Here we go. Look at this fucking.
I'm all ready to go, Jack.
Snowflaking.
I got my teens.
Oh, yeah, there's this fucking snowflake blitz that's in front of me. Now, he can't use the pump that he's in front of because it's fucking timeout.
Okay.
So he's trying to, like.
Back up into your deal?
Yeah. Jackass in front of me.
We should go to Whole Foods. That should be the next adventure.
Which requires me to have to back out.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to, that's how you smash people.
For what?
For what?
To get lunch. Not today, but like soon.
Bubba,
I mean, you got a backup
Anna.
Camera, so you don't have to fucking strain your neck.
I got a backup camera.
Yeah.
Do they have, like. But I still have to fucking
hamburgers
look.
Hamburgers there? No, for real. They might have organic. You know,
no. Do they got pure meat? USDA? Iowa beef.
Not cooked, they don't.
No, or you can get it cooked.
How about like thick, rugged Iowa beef?
Find out. I'd like you to try like a caprese salad.
I think we're getting ready to get.
Have you ever had caprese salad?
What is a caprese salad?
It's just a nice salad.
Full of what?
Lettuce and shit. We can get you a power bowl with like kale and quinoa.
I don't like any of that. How about like some chicken
vegetarian
and
meatballs.
Some cheese? How about some chicken and cheese?
Yeah.
They have chicken and cheese. Maybe some, like, Beyond chicken.
I don't want anything Beyond. I want the real fucking chicken.
We're going to get you an Impossible Burger.
No, I'm not getting any of that.
It's fake meat. So she's impossible.
The time I'm out over her shit.
I know.
Tomatoes and business.
Oh, you're 5 minutes in, you're over her shit.
Oh my god.
Imagine a road trip, Bubba.
We're not,
we're not BRP. We're not doing the modified midgets.
Look at, now, Blitz, look at her body action. That's exactly her, right?
No,
the fuck there.
Bubba, she's an 8 year old. She's a fucking 8 year old kid.
How about Sonic? You want to go get a hamburger at Sonic?
Oh, Sonic's the best! Lummy, if I said Lummy, you want to go to fucking Sonic, my
fuck
treat,
yeah,
kid?
Let's go.
My treat?
Fuck yeah, I'm in the truck.
I mean, Sonic's okay, but the best? Let's not get crazy.
It's good.
It's good as fuck.
If you're looking for a tater tot, maybe.
Yeah, well, just saying.
Like a... Oh, come on.
Compared to the kale salad, she's talking with a broccoli
fucking
chaser.
Well, yeah, of course. Broccoli.
I think you'll like
it. Now it's too cold.
Complaining about the fucking air, the heat, the seat heaters. God damn.
I gotta make this light.
It's still green.
Cold.
She starts doing her SpongeBob bullshit.
Can you? You and I would last about literally 5 minutes on a real date. I'd have you so on the side of the road right now. You better make sure your Uber account's paid.
Because that's what the fuck you're getting home.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
what is it called?
A fucking snatch or a yoke? Not a yoke up.
No. What's it when you take someone out of the club?
Snatch.
Snatch and grab. Snatch a bitch up.
I'm gonna snatch it. Hold on.
Bubba!
Hold on, we're just going, we're going.
I don't like the way you drive.
80 miles an hour and a 45. What the
what
hell?
About
what the fucking hell? That's called Tuesday, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What about it? Nobody's, do you know who you, do you know who I am? I'm Papa.
Papa. Sir, Your Honor. Sir, do you know why you pulled your driver? I'm Papa.
Do you know who I am?
I'm Papa. Sir, do you know? I'm Papa. Fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Papa.
Cool.
By the way, Blitz, I'm just high-siding like a motherfucker, probably going way too fast for a condition.
Eh, whatever.
You're not a, you gotta you're get not a Hillsborough bitch, you're a Pinellas bitch.
Lummy's waiting for you.
I used to be a Pinellas.
I'm a Peeberg. What do you call people from St. Pedian? I don't know.
Peeberg.
A burger. I'm a burger.
All right, so me and Anna are going bowling. Time, okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we've seen all this bullshit. This video is doing quite well on our YouTube channel, and today at noon is the Doc B's Hot Ashley Waitress with an Anna 9/11 News kicker. I've not watched the Anna 9/11 News kicker. It's scheduled to go up today at 4. Maybe I could take a quick look at it real fast. Have you seen it, Anna?
I thought I lived it.
Yeah, we did it live.
Oh,
we need to see how old this news is now.
Yeah, I just want to see like if Rhett put the little
too old.
The little schedule deal. Oh, look at that. Have you guys seen the clip?
No, we can't see. You got the wrong screen.
Oh, hold on. Look how look how good you look there. Good as fuck.
Her press picture from 5 years ago.
That looks good as fuck. That bitch is hot.
Closer to 30 than 40.
I read it wrong. I can read.
Let me Wi-Fi.
I read it wrong. I can read.
Israel.
David Hernandez. $20 cash.
Lummy, don't fucking besmirch the great David Hernandez.
No. I read it wrong. It's Israel Pounds.
There we go. That's way better.
Woo! Oh, let's see how I open it up, Anna. And now, we are now officially 12 minutes late. Lummy, alcoholic drink, look at him. It's a daily feature called Anna's 9/11 News. Anna, what's going on in the newsroom?
Oh, thanks so much, Bubba.
God, she's so fucking awkward. Is she not
throwing it over to me? We got some big news today. CDC says people fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can shed masks in most indoor settings.
Hey, can we, like, when Howard throws it to Robin, she's not acting like she's a carnival barker. can you just, you know, like, make it a little more,
I'm
you know.
I'm sorry.
I turned my headphones way down.
Hold on here. Oof. Sorry. Yeah, like it's yeah. Like,
and you need to really be wearing like a tinfoil hat during this segment. Why have we not
CBS
done
news.
That?
I mean, it's not like
no, we're not CBS
this is
9/11
news.
The story she's reading is
this is BRN news. So hold on. Oh, Lummy, we're a little bit late, but let's go over to Anna and her 9/11 news. Anna, what's going on?
Oh, happy to tell you guys what's going on today. CDC says people fully vaccinated.
Now, see, that was a little too like
stiff.
Yeah, I mean, like just
a little too C.
Yeah, that was 2C. Yeah.
All right, let me try again.
Right. Like you know, just kind of like you know, work with us
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm trying.
Drive it up.
Yeah, like you know, work it up, bitch. All right, so that's available at 4 o'clock. People need to realize I'm on the air and I can't fucking take phone calls.
We're gonna call you, Sponge.
Jesus, God Almighty! I think it'd be a good time for us to. I think we had a good show. Yeah.
Our meeting after this, right?
Yeah, let's do our meeting. Let's do our meeting. Let me give you some royalty free, really, and we'll say goodbye. See you tomorrow.